But in Psalm 126 and verse 6, this verse of scripture says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Praise God. As I became teary-eyed tonight, I guess that's part of the reason I remember a chapel service in Lakeland, Florida in 1975. A missionary, Del Tar, had been a missionary to Africa for, I think 14 years at that time. Had worked among the villages of one of the African nations out in the bush. And he said while he served those people, preached the gospel, he said this verse of scripture was illustrated to him, and he finally understood what the Word of God was saying. "He that goeth forth bearing precious seeds," weeping while he's bearing those seeds. He said that in that country, of course, there's not a Southern States or a feed and seed store on every corner or anywhere as far as that's concerned. And so the farmer there would have to plant his crops, and then he'd reap that crop and he'd take that seed, the best of that increase, and he'd put it in a bag. And he'd hang it on the wall of their little one-room hut. And sometimes the harvest wasn't enough to last for the whole year, from the time they harvested until they would harvest again the next year. And so when the spring came and the plowing began and the food ran out in the cupboard, he said the little children of that farmer would look at that bag of seed on the wall and beg, "Daddy, make me some bread." But that farmer knew that if he ground that seed and made it into flour and baked bread, there would be nothing for any of them the next time. Praise God. So when that farmer carried that seed to the field and planted it, and the next year when the harvest came and he could finally feed his family and his children and stop the starving, amen, glory to God, he came forth with his sheaves rejoicing, glory to God. Sister Jennifer, you're going to rejoice. Praise God. Sister Priscilla, amen, you're not leaving the ministry, you're just changing aspects, I think, glory to God. First Pentecostal, praise God, to realize, it's like back at home, if I've got a full house, if everybody comes, I've got 25 people. But I'll tell you what, God has helped us, and miraculously and marvelously, amen, our bills are paid, but and we've helped missionaries and helped evangelists, and I don't have to ever take the tuck in when I give an evangelist his check. Praise God. Glory to God. You see, God said he's going to confound this world. Amen. He's going to take the weak things and the little things, and he's going to do the big stuff. Amen. He's not taking the big ones and doing all the stuff. Praise God. He's doing it with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, message number two. See, that wasn't so bad. One message is already over. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 14. "I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Father, thank you tonight, Lord, for your goodness to us. Thank you for all that you have supplied. Thank you, Lord, for these good people. And thank you for their love for others. Lord, they are fulfilling the great commandment. And Father, we pray, God, that you would bless us together tonight and help us, Lord, to unite with that great purpose of getting the gospel of Jesus Christ to the farthest corner of this world. It might only be around the corner. But Lord, help us in Jesus' name. Praise God. Now, if you've got a songbook. No, Sister Jarvis, sit still. I'm not singing. Praise God. Turn to page 87. You know, a lot of times them guys having things on the wall, they show their message and points and all that. This is mine right here tonight. Verse number one of the old rugged cross. Praise God. A.W. Tozer said that one of the things you ought to do when you go to pray, and I hope this is acceptable, brother. Amen. I'm getting a little warm. When you go to pray, take your Bible with you, and a songbook. The songbook is full of the doctrines of the church. Amen. Glory to God. And so I got to thinking about that one day, not too many weeks ago. Amen. And I got to thinking, you know, well, if that's the doctrines of the church, that's what I want to preach. Glory to God. I preached some time ago, some years ago, I preached a message on amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Glory to God. And I preached amazing grace. Amen. Glory to God. And I've done it a couple times. Amen. But and today, and I know some of you are looking at in shock at four verses. But we're just going to take verse number one. On a hill far away. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I've been to Jerusalem. And the reality is, and let me say this too. This is a little matter of fact. Glory to God. The man that wrote this song was a coal miner's son. His father had died at an early age, and this brother had wanted to go into the ministry. His father died, and he couldn't go into the ministry because he had to take care of his mother and some other siblings. Amen. And so he stayed at home and took care of them until they got married or everything transpired. And then he went to work with the Salvation Army. Praise God. But 100 years ago this year, he sat down and wrote the verses to this song, The Old Rugged Cross. Glory to God. And if you look through the records, amen, it has been one of the most popular songs all down through, even up into modern times, glory to God, and still holds a place on the charts, glory to God, glory to God. On a hill far away, praise God, on a hill far away. I went to Jerusalem, and I realized, and I come to find out, Jesus really didn't die on top of a hill. Now, I know that breaks, Brother Jarvis, you can straighten all this out. Amen. I know that breaks a lot of people's hearts and all, because I remember when I first got saved and I used to work for Fairfax County Schools, and I worked in the boiler rooms. And in the boiler rooms, you know, they're kind of dusty and sooty and all that business. And so I didn't really feel all that guilty of graffiti. You know what I mean? I used to love to draw a hill with three crosses on it, on the walls of those boiler rooms, so somebody would come in. I felt like that was my way of witnessing for Jesus. Amen. I don't think I'd still be guilty. Feel guilty about it. But anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. But the reality is that he died beside a crossroad. Amen. And they don't run, they don't make crossroads on top of the hills, and especially that hill. Amen. But it was within sight of that skull. Amen. But let me tell you what. The Bible said, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Glory to God. We are the hill the cross needs to be planted on. We are the ones that ought to be shining forth. Amen. The glories of the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. far away. Thank God. Amen. The cross. Amen. It's within reach of anybody, any soul, any man, any woman, any boy, any girl can reach the cross. But let me tell you what. It's far above the sin of this world. It's far above the habits and the things that can bind us and hold us. Thank God. It lifts us up. Praise God. Glory to God. Man, praise God, you take an old sinner boy raised in an alcoholic home, amen, on his way to alcoholism himself. The only hope he had was that somebody might pray a prayer after he died, amen, and get him out of purgatory. Oh God, amen. And being under the iron hand, glory to God, the power of the devil, oh God. And then all of a sudden, somehow, the light shines on the cross of Calvary. You've seen the crucifix. You know what that's about. But you don't know there's a cross that'll lift you up, bring you out of that. And you can know, and you will know without a shadow of a doubt, that you're ready to meet God and go to heaven. God, you don't have to wonder. You can know. Praise God. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. Praise God. I said this morning, amen. Old is not, doesn't make anything, that doesn't add value to anything but antiques, you know. Praise God. Of course, I'll tell you what, a 57 Chevy hardtop is worth a lot of money today. But anyway. Praise God, let's get, Lord. But let me tell you what, in my realm, this old business ain't adding too much to me. Glory to God. I'd a whole lot rather have the, my strength of my youth and all that. Glory to God. But let me tell you what, praise God. Amen. The old, amen, the old rugged cross, it works. Glory to God. It worked for the man. Amen. See, I've got a spiritual heritage. I learned a little bit about my spiritual genealogy. I've searched out some of my natural genealogy, and I didn't find out so good. I found out we was smugglers. We loved, but it just goes along with the whole gene pool. We loved alcohol so much, that's what we done it for. And anyway, most of y'all have probably got kin that was moonshiners. It's got the same difference, only just different location. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The grace of God came down into my heart and my life. Glory. But I've studied my genealogy. Amen. Praise God. I got saved under Bob McLaughlin. Bob McLaughlin was my uncle. Brother Gene Huff preached a revival for him in Virginia back many, many years ago. Amen. Glory to God, at a place called Hickory Grove. I started to mention in the Sunday school class this morning, if I'm not mistaken, it was when Brother Huff was preaching a revival. If it wasn't then, it was at least one time. Brother Huff preached a revival at Hickory Grove, a place called Hickory Grove near Haymarket, Virginia. Amen. And during that revival, the power of God was being poured out. Amen. Glory to God. And somebody went out to the pump to get a drink of water. You know what that is, going out to the pump to get a drink of water. Amen. Glory to God. And they went out there. And as they stood there with the dipper in their hand, they looked up and a light from heaven was coming right down on top of that church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A manifestation of the glory of God as the power of God, the power of the cross was being preached. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I found out, you know, about Brother Bob. Brother Bob got saved down in Southwest Virginia, down in Buchanan County. Amen. And he was in a revival. There was a six-week revival at Garden Creek. Amen. And a fellow named John Rowe let out his store building. They took old slabs and set them up, and they had a revival. A fellow named Shaw, that's all I've ever heard. His name was Shaw, Preacher Shaw. Glory to God. And he come there and preached a six-week revival. My father-in-law got saved. Brother Bob's brother got saved in that revival. Amen. And Brother Bob, he didn't get saved in that revival, but he got saved because of that revival. His brother and his sisters and all got saved. He said it took him about 6 months to get saved after that. He prayed 6 months before he said God would, you know, give him the peace that he needed. Amen. But it was because of 114 people got baptized on one Sunday afternoon. They say it this way, 114 people got baptized in one hole of water. Amen. On a Sunday afternoon because of that revival. Preacher Shaw's history went to being a Jonah who ran from the call of God. Preacher Shaw told the story that he went to the state of Florida trying to get, going down. Amen. He went down to the state of Florida to try to get away from the call of God on his life. Amen. Praise God. He got down there, got to working. I don't know if it's in the orange groves or the fields or whatever. Amen. Praise God. And he was in this little house that was built up on poles. Amen. Glory to God. And he was in there one night and a hurricane come. Praise God. And he said the winds begin to blow. And he began to pray. I mean, that building was a shuddering and a shaking. Amen. And he got down on his knees and started to pray. Amen. And he said that building would raise way up like it was going to tip over. Amen. And he'd pray. And he prayed louder. And he said, it sit down. Glory to God. And so when it sat down, he calmed down. Amen. And a little while, the winds come again and she raised up again. Amen. And this time seemed like higher, and the winds were howling louder. Glory to God. And finally, he got to the place. He said, I'll preach, Lord. And God set her down and she never raised it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What I'm telling you, amen, that the old rugged cross, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's been a working. It's been a working for over 2,000 years now. It's been a working. It's been a working as far back as I can check my spiritual heritage and probably yours. This church knows about it. It's over 100 years old. Glory to God. Let me tell you what. The old rugged cross. Amen. Power. Power to save. Power to deliver. Power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Glory to God. You know that's what the modern church is trying to do, take away from. Amen. God bless you if you've got a little gold cross hanging around your neck. Now let me tell you what. The cross of Christ was not polished gold. It was not something bedecked with jewels. What it was an instrument of death. It was intended to kill whoever was impaled upon it, and not only kill them, but cause them to die the most horrible, painful death of dying. Oh God, when they nailed Jesus to the cross, amen. Glory to God. They put those nails here, amen, and held him there. They put two in his feet, amen. Glory to God. And all that did, amen, was those two in the feet, and they bent his legs, and they put two in his feet, and he could push up and get another breath of air. And then when the pain grew too great, he would fall back down, hang upon those nails. Oh God. And it would restrict all the breathing, and his lungs would knot up, and the muscles in his chest, and he couldn't breathe anymore. And finally, most of the time, amen, glory to God, they lived until, amen, they break their legs, the Bible said. But glory to God, let me tell you what, that cross of Calvary, amen, glory to God, that cross where he bore the sins of the whole world, that cross where he bore my sins and your sins, glory to God, killed my Lord, amen, because it broke his heart. They came to him and he was already dead. They thrust in a spear and out came blood and water. Evidence his heart was broken. Hallelujah. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. You see, when you see a crucifix with a nice woolen cloth wrapped around it, well, thank God they do. But that ain't the way it was. He hung naked before the world. You say, but all the Jews abhorred nakedness. I've heard that before. The Jews didn't do it. The Romans did. It's like that 39 lashes. Wasn't no 39 lashes. It wasn't a Roman, it wasn't a Jewish law. It wasn't a Jewish man that was beating Jesus. They beat him until you could see his lungs and his entrails, amen, through his back. Oh God, do you hear what I'm talking about? And then they slap him down on that tree, and he has to push up and down on that raw meat, amen, ripping and tearing and the blood flowing down. But thank God, amen, Jesus Christ, my Savior, amen, gave himself the ransom for my soul. Oh, rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I love that old cross. I love that old cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh yeah. They'll come out. They'll come back. They'll say, hey, they'll say to us, you ain't nothing but a slaughterhouse religion. Amen. Praise God. Let me tell you what. Glory to God. My Savior bled and died. Amen. I love that old cross. Glory to God. I love that cross that he died upon. Amen. Glory to God. I love the one. Thank God nobody got it. Nobody got a piece of it. Catholics thought they could sell it by the chunk. You say, oh, man, ain't that awful? I tell you what, you give it to, well, I won't say any names. You give it to a few of them cats out there in Dallas or somewhere, and they'd be selling it too. Ain't never seen such Pentecostal Catholicism in all my life. Amen. Making merchandise. Oh, God. But I love that old cross. That old cross were the dearest and best. The dearest and best. Praise God. Glory to God. I can hear John weeping. Amen. He's just bawling and crying. Amen. Glory to God. And you know, a search is being made through heaven and through earth and below the earth. Glory to God. Under the earth. Amen. They're trying to find one that is worthy to open the book. Amen. And to loose the... glory to God. Do you hear what I'm talking about? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. But God, amen, all of a sudden, the angel speaks to John, said, John, weep not. One has been found worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof. John opened his eyes and he looked at an altar. Amen. Glory to God. And there was a lamb as it had been slain. Amen. Praise God. I mean butchered. Do you hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. Laid on that cross for me, because of my rotten sin. He had to die because of it for me. He did die. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For a world of lost sinners was slain. Let me tell you, amen, how simple the gospel is. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was privileged. A year ago this time, I was in Honduras with the Sumners. God has opened such a door for the Sumners to, amen, to preach the gospel to all the police and military in the whole nation. Not the next time I go back, but I'm going back to preach to every soldier and every policeman in Honduras. I'm going to stay 3 weeks until I get the job done. God's already gave me the message. Amen. I'm going to preach the same one probably at least 30 times. Praise God. But I went there and preached to those policemen 7 o'clock in the morning, my first service. Amen. We got up at 3, drove back to this capital city. Amen. 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm thinking, man, ain't nobody up at church this time. Praise God. I get there to the main police station for the capital. Amen. Where the FBI, the CIA of Honduras, all the national police, they're gathered. There's about 100 of them standing at attention in the sun, waiting on the preacher to preach the gospel to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said, wow. Didn't we, kid? We said, wow. Man, we just, I mean, glory to God. Hallelujah. And then throughout that day, three, four more times. No, five times that day. Five times the next day. Four times the next day. Amen. I go to Army base, police barracks, and I go everywhere. Amen. Glory to God. And I go to the West Point of Honduras. 700 cadets training to be officers in the military. Amen. They're up there. One poor old boy, I mean, you can't imagine this, but he fell asleep while I was preaching. And man, they got him out and made him do push-ups because he fell asleep in church. You can take that, brother. Praise God. But do you know, I'm talking about the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Of course, you know they sing that song, Walking with the King. Amen. Every day I'm walking with the King. I mean, we go through checkpoints in the middle of the night where they're standing out there with AR-15s, amen, waiting on a drug run coming through. They're all, the soldiers are backing the police up, amen. They're all standing out there. We pull up. It's in the dark. They can't see who it is. They come up, you know, and they got their guns. Alan rolls down the window and says, hey, and he may realize who it is, amen. And they wave him on, and as we're pulling away, every one of them saying, walkie, walkie with the King. It's kind of the password. Don't you try it unless you're walking with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we could, when Brother Allen, they love that song, but when Brother Allen asked, and I think this was about every time, Ken, whenever he asked for their request, what do you want us to say? I think it was 100%. It was, Father Abraham has many sons, and they did all this. Many sons. I mean, you're talking about these guys with M16. Father Abraham has many sons. Praise God. Wow! Glory to God. The simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm not telling you about somebody that's a toy soldier. I'm talking about you. Mount Honduras is the murder capital of the world. More people are killed in Honduras per capita than any other country in the world. I know my guys will stand out there, and they're likely, you know, it's a good chance before they finish their tour of duty, they'll get shot at. But what's your favorite song? Father Abraham had many sons. How many sons had Father Abraham? What's the rest of them? I didn't go to Sunday school. What? I'm one of them, and so are you. And what's some of the other motions? Praise. Yeah, you know, in this deal here, you know, and I just wasn't coordinated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you see 700 men and women, amen, standing there in uniform with guns, amen, you realize this gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, you don't have to have, amen, a PhD to understand it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're a son of God through faith in Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. For a world of lost sinners was slain. So I will cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies. I always had a little problem with this. And since I got saved, I had a little problem with this. And it wasn't until I got to studying this song and those words, I just sung it like everybody else did. Y'all sang a lot of stuff. You don't remember what it, you don't even know what you're talking about. You know, I will follow him wherever he leads me. And you won't even harp. Oh, don't let me see. Thanks, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, I'm sorry. Amen. Praise God. But you know what this is talking about? Praise God. Trophies are not those things that you took home from the awards banquet. Amen. What it is here is that in the days of battle, when they fought a battle, amen, and they defeated a foe, they took their weapons and they piled them in a pile in the middle of the battlefield. Amen.
Amen. That was their trophies. They had won the battle. Glory to God. Until my trophies, at last I laid down. Glory to God. Until, amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I know I'm not preaching on the coming of the Lord tonight, but I am. Praise God. I was thinking this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Brother Branham always told me, he said, Brother Taylor, he said, you know, he was talking about the fact that he believed in a pre-tribulation rapture. He said, I want to be on the first load out. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, I never thought about it till I think I just recently, might have even been today. But you know what? He's going to be on the very first load with Brother Gene. Amen. Because those that are dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we're going to get on the second load. Amen. And we're going out of here. Praise God by the grace of God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you what. It's because they bore. Amen. Amen. Through the heat of the day to the final hour. The last fight. It won't do you any good. This book will teach you. Amen. Not this one. This one under this one. Praise God. Will teach you. You can do everything good and then quit. And you won't get any remembrance. Your name blotted out and all your record erased. Nothing good. But thank God you stay faithful to the end. You stay faithful, amen, till there's not another breath left in your body. You stay faithful, amen, till the last muscle, amen, has exercised its power. Glory to God. And you will be able to lay, amen, glory to God. You're going to lay that old cross down. Praise God. You're going to pick up a crown. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying? You're going to lay it down and pick up another. Glory to God. The old rugged cross. To the old rugged cross, I will ever be true. Now, I'm telling you the truth. I'm just preaching on verse one, but I got to use that one part of that other verse. To the old rugged cross, I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach I'll gladly bear. Amen. Praise God. God, we thank you tonight for your great grace, your mercy. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his willingness and his love. We thank you for the cross, that emblem of suffering and shame. We thank you, Lord, for the power of that cross to bring us out of sin and darkness, out of the chains of hell Satan has welded, bring deliverance. Apostle Paul said, I'm glad I didn't baptize no more than I did, because you'd be talking baptism. And I guess they did it anyway. But I'm glad for the preaching of the cross, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Believe on the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. Call on him in faith, trusting, confident. Amen. That he will do what you need in your life. When any of you go out, I've spoken to Priscilla and Jennifer, but all of us, David, and every one of you whose names I don't know and won't call, even the ones I do. You offer that precious cross. It's God's power. It's what'll get you. It's what'll get them out of all the trouble they're in.
this kind of goes along with my message number one. This is precious seed. You plant that cross on a high hill. Let everybody see it. Point to it and say, there is the emblem of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He didn't come to this world to take on an earthly or worldly kingdom, but he came to die on that cross. The shadow of it was already across his manger. That's the Jesus that I love. That's the Jesus that saved me. That's the Jesus that forgave me. Oh God, would you bow your heads with me tonight? Most of you I don't know, but that doesn't really make the difference. The most important thing is, who do you know? Do you know Jesus as your own very personal Savior? If the Lord should come, are you ready? Or if he should call, you go home tonight, on the way home, something happens, an accident. Are you ready? You can be. You should be. God wants you to be. I can't think of anything more important than being saved. There is nothing more important. Father, I pray that in the hearts of these, Lord, that have heard the word that you've spoken, not Ken Taylor, but what you've spoken. And I believe right now, by your Spirit, you're speaking to them again. I'm praying, Lord, they will surrender their lives to you. And I ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, the bearer of the cross.